Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
School is back in session. That's right. Drop-offs and pickup, math homework, and science projects. You know what parents don't have time for? To think about what to eat for dinner. Fortunately, Home Chef can take the stress off of the parents by providing fresh, pre-portioned meals for the entire family. Home Chef makes cooking simple. Fresh food delivered, easy recipes to follow, and meals that actually taste great. Home Chef is rated number one by users of other meal kits for quality, convenience, value, taste, and recipe ease. You can get classic recipes with fresh ingredients, 30-minute meals, or oven-ready trays, or even quick microwave options. There's even a dedicated family menu for hassle-free, delicious dinners. Home Chef has 30 meal options each week with choices for the different diets and tastes and appetites. Plus, it's affordable. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering our listeners 50% off and free shipping for your first box, plus free dessert for life. Go to homechef.com/plus. That's homechef.com/plus for 50% off your first box and free dessert for life. Homechef.com/plus. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Guys, by now you've heard me talk about Collars & Co., makers of the dress collar polo. They've already sold over 1 million of these amazing shirts. Well, Collars & Co. just came out with the new Maverick Performance Blazer. This blazer is sharp and wrinkle resistant, so you can travel anywhere with it. Just throw it in your bag and it will remain wrinkle free. It even comes with security zip pockets, a sunglasses loop, and an optional pocket square. So visit collarsandco.com and use code Tiki for 20% off at collarsandco.com.
I think plus minus kind of tell you a lot.
Murray steps back. Bang! 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 Exclamation point!
The plus minus statistic.
It's a stat that tells the truth.
Are you a believer in that statistic?
You tell me. I know it's good to be a plus.
It's Warriors plus minus.
Plus minus, plus minus.
Hey everybody, welcome to a post-game Warriors plus minus, Warriors 4-1 plus minus. We're recording this after the Warriors beat the Clippers to go up, to the phone where someone is saying, we're waving hello to somebody, hey, don't look. I'm here with Danny Emmerman of San Francisco Standard. Some little good Emmerman post-game action. Okay, they beat the Clippers, a lot of defense. Looked to me a little bit like two similar versions of older teams, and one of them looked a was a little definitely a little sharper than the other one. Warriors play some tight defense. They get some Quentin Post huge minutes, plus 34. What other headlines are you pulling from this one, Danny?
Yeah, the defense really stuck out for sure. James Harden scored 20 points in the first half, zero in the second half, no free throws in the second half. I thought that was huge. Quentin Post was great on the boards, battling, playing tight defense on Zubac, who has given this team fits in the past year or two. So the Post being able to elevate into that role was a surprise to me. You know,
gets the start.
He got the start. They sat Al Horford last night so that he could be available to defend Zubac tonight. But it was really Post who had the most success against him. I don't think they expected that, but they were rolling with it. So that definitely stuck out to me. It was Post's best game of the season by far.
No question. I don't think Kerr thought he was going to play like this. It was like, just kind of get him out there, make sure that we can close with Al and keep him to 20, 22 minutes. And you didn't need to do that. I think Horford did play 20 minutes, but I mean, Quentin Post played. I don't think Draymond played center at all. I mean, or very
not little, much, if any. This isn't a great matchup to go small against the Clippers. The Clippers actually kind of like going small sometimes, but
Brooke Lopez didn't look so great out there. Tonight.
Brooke Lopez looked creaky. Chris Paul CP looked did not look so creaky. The other thing with Post, like, it is settled after tonight that either Post or Brandon Pajemski will be that fifth starter going forward.
And they're starting Horford.
No, they're not going to start Horford. They're going to bring him off the bench. I think it makes a lot of sense. Heading into the year, it's not what I expected. You know, I thought they got Al Horford in free agency to start him next to Draymond Green. They took a look at him. They like what they see. Don't get that twisted. But just the reality is, just to keep him between 20 and 22 minutes, it's so much easier for them to bring him off the bench. And they've realized that, and that's how they're going to operate moving forward.
He might be starting the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but if you start him and he's playing 22 minutes and you want to close house with him, then you're not playing him in the middle at all.
Exactly.
And I think they do want to play him in the middle. Al didn't play great tonight either, but you didn't need it. I mean, he gave him some minutes and he gave him some bumps, and he's in there contesting, but you didn't need it with Quentin Post playing like that. On other news before the game, Kerr, when I asked him, is Jonathan Kuminga a starter? Like, not just matchup, not just game by game. Is he a starter? Steve Kerr, he's absolutely a starter. Now, obviously, things can change. Things have changed a lot up and down in that role. But I think Steve's feeling it. Like, this guy is, and again, he did not play a dynamic game. He didn't, you know, we didn't see the dunks we've seen the last few games. But just another solid Jonathan Kuminga. Don't have to worry about him. You don't have to call timeout and say, what the hell are you doing? I did have a conversation with JK after the game. I'll write about it. But he was just saying, I told Kerr or told Steve, whatever, I meant, however we said it. Like, if I'm doing something bad, tell me. Coach me. I want you to coach me. If I'm, don't not tell me. Tell me. Don't tell someone else. Tell me. It's interesting. And he was telling me, oh, it's the same thing I've always thought. But I do think there's an emphasis on just open communication between the two.
Yeah.
Hasn't been tested, right? He's played so well.
Right.
But I do think there's something that the two are on a, you know, I don't think they're best friends, but I think there's a calmness between the two. Maybe the contract, it had to get to this point, but he's a starter. Like, and he should start. This guy absolutely should start. He's one of their best five players. And a lot of good things happen when he's on the floor a long time.
No doubt. I think that conversation that you just mentioned there pairs pretty nicely with what Jimmy Butler was saying. And Jimmy's a guy who's taken JK under his wing.
We saw he did it as he's walking out of the locker room today. You know, he was mentioning JK's shoes. It's just like he's making a point to be near and in John Kuminga's ear.
He's saying it and it's real. But what Jimmy said is, you know, it's a message basically that he's trying to get across to all the young guys. It's okay to make mistakes, but you've got to listen and you've got to be coachable and correct those mistakes. That is exactly what Jonathan was telling you, it seems like. And that makes a whole lot of sense. I think it's something that has been, you know, a sticking point in the past. You mentioned he and Steve probably aren't best friends. I don't think they have anything personal against each other.
I don't think it's ever blown up.
I think there's been frustrations on both sides about usage, about role, about, you know, what the team wants Jonathan to do and what he's actually doing. right now, in the first five games of the season, as you mentioned, it can change, but he's been doing exactly what the team has wanted him to do for the first 4 years of his career. How he arrived at this point, who knows? It's been a windy road to get to this point, but if he has arrived at this point, that's really all that matters for this team.
If he plays like this, which is, I was telling him, and he wasn't 100% agreeing with me. It was an interesting conversation, but chase down rebounds, loose balls, move the ball up court, run the lane. When they need you to go explode one-on-one, go do that, but don't nearly do that every time. And Curry even mentioned that pregame. He's not taking those middle of the shot clock contested two-point shots. That is not a feature of the modern NBA. It's not, certainly not beloved by the Warriors. Just do that, and you don't have to score 30. Then you are helping them in and guard the best guy. And that's what he's doing. You guard that the difficult wing. It's an interesting thing. Like, are you trying to think, were they thinking this as they said it in the past? Or did it just kind of fill in, like Kerr was saying, they might have a point of attack on defense issue. Like, they need Moody to do that. Now I'm wondering if, you know, maybe some of that was GP2 wasn't looking so great in camp, because he's not looking so, I mean, that could turn around. He's always going to get minutes. He's not looking so great in the early season. Did they think they needed someone else? And man, then Kuminga just comes in the role and you plug him in, you have him guard James Harden. They need somebody like that to do all these other things. JK did not quite buy the Sean Marion comparisons very much. It was a very interesting conversation. I hope I make the most of it in this column that I'm writing tomorrow.
Me too.
But it was an interesting back and forth, and a guy that I think is showing, he did say, I'm growing, that's what I'm doing. And I think this time it's not rhetoric. We're seeing it on the floor. Interesting ripple effect, because this takes Moody out of the starting lineup and they're still got to play him. He stretches the floor, but now you have Moody to play the 20 minutes that JK is not on the floor, or you mix him with JK a little bit. And if he can give him 20 good minutes, then the lineup's lengthening. And I feel like it's certainly it's longer than it was at the end of last season when they basically weren't playing Kuminga. And you have these units that seem to work kind of isolated from each other, and then you can combine them. What do you think? Just like, how do you feel like the ripple effect of Kuminga jumping in the starting lineup and going to play 28 to 34 minutes? That's it. How does it affect everybody else?
You love the rotation talk.
I do.
And it's a good point, because last year they had a set rotation that they really liked and they could go to it and they felt comfortable with it, and Kuminga was not involved in it. Now, with Kuminga playing so well, I think, you know, Steve talks a lot about, you know, the offense and defense being connected and flowing with one another. I think Kuminga being a presence in the starting lineup and in other lineups too, it makes the rotation patterns kind of flow together a little bit nicely. It gives them more options. They could play big with him at shooting guard. They could play small with him at power forward. They have a lot more flexibility, and I think that's super important.
Two-way basketball.
It's two-way basketball. It's connecting the game. It's him running the floor, like you mentioned. When you say Kuminga has grown, there's a few areas in particular that are really clear to me. Last year, he was in the 92nd percentile in usage rate. This year, it's at 60%. He's taking fewer mid-range shots. He has more assists. He's turning the ball over less. He's defending and rebounding better than he ever has. Basically, he's doing more. He has the ball less and he's doing more with it. So he's being more efficient, and you see it every game. He's making great decisions. You'll see him, he's done this a few times. He's in transition, he'll pull up and slow the game down and wait for cutters. He found Steph cutting to the basket on one early in the game tonight. That's just a sign that he sees the game, it's slowing down for him. And that's development, that's growth. A lot of people say that, you know, Steve Kerr doesn't develop young players, or Kuminga hasn't gotten any better. It doesn't really make any sense. It doesn't hold water, because you see it every night. You've seen Kuminga even year by year getting better and better. But this year is a huge, huge step in his development so far. And it makes all the world of a difference for this team.
I would say you get minutes when you earn them.
Yeah.
And Kerr is really big on that. You know who else is big on that? Steph Curry and Draymond Green. They just don't want guys who just get ushered into the lineup. James Wiseman was as a rookie and it didn't work out. Maybe it's taken a little while longer on Kuminga than a lot of people would have wanted, including maybe the owner, including John Kuminga, which I understand. But you get the minutes on a championship level, if they are, we'll see, by a team, by winning, by doing winning things. That's what Butler was saying today.
Yeah.
Win your minutes. Do winning things. And will Kuminga have big games when Steph or Butler's out? Probably. Hadn't happened yet because they've been playing. He'll certainly get his touches then. I think he understands that. He kind of made a reference to that to me. He also might be crappy those games. You never know. But there is a serenity in this for now. Like, it's not forever serenity, but it's right now, what do you need? I think it's much more in...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Contact with this is what reality is. You've got Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler on this team for 2 years. You're not shoving them aside. You shouldn't shove them aside. Live with it now. Do the best what you can. And I think what Butler's saying, which I thought was interesting, I think about it, it's like all the young players have to think this. Like, not that Moses Moody was shoving people aside. Brandon Pashevsky sort of kind of was, and mentally at least. And this is good. This is good when you play your role. It feels great. And there will be nights when you get more than this. I thought Butler was really good about just kind of put things into perspective. And we know that he's really making a point to do this, which I did not expect from Jimmy Butler. Like, Jimmy Butler gets traded to your team. There's your leader. There's the guy, the role model for the young guys. And he's making a point to do it. You got the San Diego thing on the offseason. And now you're getting this that we're seeing. We're literally seeing it happen.
Before we talk about Jimmy, because I do think we should talk about Jimmy and his game tonight and from a bigger picture perspective, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I do want to mention one thing on Kuminga. It's not going to be like this all year.
No.
Through five games, Jimmy Butler shooting 57% from three. Draymond shooting 50% from three. Kuminga shooting 45% from three. The reason why those guys struggle to stay on the court together is because they all struggle from behind the three-point arc. And right now, none of them can miss. That's not going to hold for the entire season. They are going to go cold at some point, and that's where the rubber is going to meet the road, and we'll see if they can actually play together consistently.
Great point. Kerr brought it up pregame, right? He said the issue with Kuminga, Draymond, and Butler has been spacing. And then I am now zoning on me that he didn't really say, okay, that's fixed now. It's okay, let's see how it's going, and they're playing great, and you can move the ball, but 100% fixed, and that's part of the reason why Post is in the lineup, to give some spacing, obviously you have Steph Curry, and so that changes a lot of dynamics right there, but it's a great point. Keep monitoring it. That's why Moses Moody was in that lineup, because he does stretch the defense. He is shooting the three ball well, not as well tonight as he did last night, but he can shoot that three. He can really shoot the three. Yeah, I want to talk more about Moody. What's his role? What is he a guy that's going to be knocking on the starting lineup, or you think probably not going to be in the starting lineup for most of the season?
Guys, by now you've heard me talk about Collars & Co., makers of the Dress Collar Polo. They've already sold over a million of these amazing shirts. Well, Collars & Co. just came out with the new Maverick Performance Blazer. This blazer is sharp and wrinkle resistant, so you can travel anywhere with it. Just throw it in your bag and it will remain wrinkle free. It even comes with security zip pockets, a sunglasses loop, and an optional pocket square. So visit collarsandco.com and use code TIKI for 20% off at collarsandco.com.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
You know, it all depends on how that trio of Jimmy, JK, and Draymond ends up playing when they all come down to earth from three-point land, because that's an easy fix, right? You throw Moody in there, he's a 40% shooter. That makes a little bit of sense. It's the small lineup we saw towards the end of last season that went 23-8 descent to end the season. Moody's still going to be a valuable piece. He's still arguably their best point of attack. He still hits shots. He shot the lights out in preseason. He shot the lights out great last night. So he's going to be in that sixth, seventh, eighth man role until, you know, they need to make a change in the starting lineup. And again, I am confident at some point they will have to make a change, be it by injury
or by regression. This is permanent. They never change this lineup.
They played 38 different starting lineups last year. I don't think they're going to get to that number this year, but it's not going to be two. I promise.
And also, I like that second unit. Now, we saw a version of the curse. It was like basically a version of what they did last season. I guess just switching. When Horford wasn't in it this time, it was Post, Draymond, Butler, Pajemski, Moody. And maybe almost exactly the unit.
Butler and spacing.
Yeah, and it looked good tonight. And the Clippers, who are deep, who have a lot of guys, did not look good against it. Now, some of those guys just had bad nights. Batum didn't look great. We mentioned Creaky. Pajemski tracks down CP3 for a LeBron block shot. I think Pajemski would love that matchup all day long. Chris Paul's a Hall of Famer, but not at this moment. But no, it's a cohesive, thoughtful, high IQ unit that also like can win the segment. And then you have Steph Curry coming back and the leads increase. It's amazing. What's your impressions of that second unit?
Yeah, I believe a variation of that unit, or that unit exactly, was the one on the floor towards the end of the third quarter and into the fourth, when Steph Curry was on the bench. And that's when the Warriors really ballooned their lead from 6 to about 20. Jimmy Butler in that stretch accounted for 19 of the Warriors' 22 points, either scoring or assisting. His ability just to drive and kick to shooters is elite, and it's what's stabilizing this team. It's funny, he had 0 foul shot attempts tonight. Yeah. I was talking to him after the game. It's like, he was tired. He was on the second night of a back-to-back. He's guarding Kawhi. He was not even trying to get to the foul line. And he still had 21, 5, and 5. He controlled the game. And he swung the game, really, when Steph was on the bench. And if he can do that, just like he did last year, there's no reason to believe he can't. They've solved the non-Steph minutes problem.
Just by adding a superstar. That's all.
Yeah, that's all you need to do. Yeah.
What did you paid him $112 million.
What did you make of Jimmy's game tonight?
I thought it was real solid. I am really watching him on these back-to-backs. Now, home back-to-back's a little different, but none of them look good on the back-to-back in Portland. I just think that it's going to be a very, very rough go for them on back-to-backs. They get through, they beat the Clippers, who are not on a back-to-back. I think that's significant. I think Jimmy toughed it out. And that's all they need a lot of nights. Maybe not to beat Oklahoma City or Denver or whoever, but tough it out. A guy who's got a lot of talent, can pass the ball, can work with his guys. Then you got some other guys who can help him out and find a cohesion and, you know, post it. And however many threes he did for that unit was obviously huge. Play defense. Could be a really good defensive unit if Pshemski's playing it. We should mention Pshemski had his best game of the year, you think? Just all-around game.
Last night was probably better, but yeah, he's strung together two in a row.
Yeah, and some defense and feeling the shot a little bit more. Some Warriors fans are not in love with Brandon Pshemski. You might have heard that. There's a rumor about that. But he's playing. The guy's going to play. Yeah. And it isn't just Steve Kerr stubborn about it. This guy helps the team. I don't know, what was he plus minus tonight?
He was. This is Warriors plus minus. He was a plus 10.
Yep. I mean, it just when they win, he's a plus. When he's a plus, they win. You decide whether there's cause and effect there. Very rarely is he a negative in games they win. He's helping the cause, or he's along with the flow, whatever you want to call it. He's never the most dynamic player in the whole world, but there is a connection that Kerr always mentions. There's a toughness, and there's sometimes when he's terrible too. I mean, there's just flat out, that's all true.
Yeah.
But they're going to play him.
I mean, if you remember last year, the first month of last season, he shot 18% from three. Like, it was really rough. Mm-hmm. And I think there might have been some corners within the team after his first three games that were a little bit like, is this guy just going to be a slow starter? Like, what's the deal here? You know,
especially after all the talk two off seasons ago. I think that was also part of it.
Like, even this offseason, there was a lot of chatter, you know, some of it was misconstrued as the standard has you covered on that. But I wouldn't say there was concern, but there was some attention on Brandon's slow start. It was only three games, and I think people were cautiously optimistic, and he's proven them right. You know, he was not going to be a slow starter. He's had two strong games after he was pressing in the first three. And he's a guy that the Warriors can rely on. They know that. Steve Kerr knows that. He's going to make winning plays. He's going to connect the game. I think it's important that he's out there a lot, because what makes the Warriors click is having connectors. And he's one of those connectors. Right now they have Draymond, Jimmy, Hodge, and Al Horford are their connectors. At least two of them are going to be on the floor at all times. And that's how you leverage Steph Curry's gravity to get easy buckets.
I do think it's better both ways, but I'll say mostly defensively have Kuminga out there instead of Pshemski to start and maybe to finish. And I don't know how many close games Pshemski's going to finish for the defensive side, because they do have that issue. Okay, James Harden's coming downhill. Who's guarding him if you don't have Kuminga or Moody? One of those two. I think GP2 is kind of out of that conversation now. But those two, and if you have Pshemski in there and you don't have one of those other two, you got Jimmy's going to have to guard the guy, and that's going to wear down Jimmy. So that might be another part of this. One more Kuminga thing. It's a rotation thing that me and maybe Steve Kerr are thinking about. You start him, you can match his minutes with Steph Curry. Yeah. And guess who plays well with Steph Curry? It's John Kuminga. Now, everybody does, but it might be really important for Kuminga. And while others can play with Jimmy-centric, I don't know that Kuminga can play for sure with Jimmy-centric world.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I think the fact that Kaminga can and maybe helps Steph in a lot of ways can really, you can go, they almost mirrored their minutes. It almost might
have
been.
All yeah, season. Yeah. I think all of Kaminga's non-garbage time minutes this season have come with Steph Curry. On
they're
the
subbing in and out together very meaningfully. Although Kirk, I asked her about that and he kind of talked around it a little bit pregame, but that's okay. I don't think it's exactly because of that. It's a happy thing that happens when you do it this way. And everybody's going to play better if you're matching minutes with Steph Curry. That's the way life goes. But you're going to maximize it. Do the best thing you can with it. We can wrap this up with 2 points I was going to make. I made on social media. They were 1-7 against the LA teams last season. That was 0-4 against the Clippers, 1-3 against the Lakers. They're 2-0 against these teams now already this season. It looks like they're going to be at least as good as the Clippers or maybe better. And that's an important thing. Now, things change. And it looks like they're definitely better than the Lakers. Obviously, they have LeBron's been out, but who knows what's going to happen, when he's going to come back, what he's going to be like, and what Luka's out too. So if you're better than the two LA teams in the West, that's important. And they weren't last season. They absolutely were not. Other thing is they are now 3-0 at home. They were 24-17 at home. Okay, not great. If you're a really good team, if you're a 50-win team, you want 26 wins at home. They've had some issues at Chase Center. They're 21 and 22 years ago. You want to be 28 and 13 if you can. You want to be, you know, freaking the great teams are 30, 31 and whatever gets to 40, 31 and 10. I don't think they're going to be 31 and 10, but can they be 26 and 15? Can they be 27 and 14? That's how you get to 52 wins. That's how you get to 54 wins, whatever the number is going to be. You can't be a middling home team, or else you got to win a ton of games on the road. You know what they were on the road last season? They were 24-17, same as they were at home. That's tough to do. Yeah. I don't expect them to do that. That's a good road record. It's not a great home record. They go to 27-14, and you go 23. That's 50 wins. So that's my math. Let me throw that out.
Sure. There. On your first point, have you looked at the standings recently in the West?
Are they in first?
It's Oklahoma City and the Warriors and San Antonio and Houston. Does it remind you of 2015 yet?
Yeah, man. There's a lot of trips I can think of to San Antonio and Texas for the playoffs. That's a good place to be for the Warriors. Those games are going to be fantastic to watch. I do think, they've beaten Denver, they've beaten the Lakers, and they've beaten the Clippers. Those are important things to do.
Real wins.
As you get to the other teams. Who might be better, might be younger, whatever. But you got to be better than those teams. And I think they are. Now, again, we'll see. But this might have just been a bad night for the Clippers. Although the Clippers got shellacked in Utah. Yeah. Maybe they're a bad road team. I mean, that might be there. I think they're
going to take a minute to gel. They have a lot of veterans who are getting acclimated to the new team and the new rotations and Ty Lue. And it's going to take a while.
And Ty Lue's a great coach.
They will figure it out. Yeah. I'm pretty confident in that.
I don't know what happened with Bogdanović tonight. starts, plays 5 minutes, yeah, out, and then doesn't come back till garbage time. He had a wrap on his knee. I'm not sure what the hell was going on there, but that was weird.
Never been a huge fan of his game. Never been a huge fan of John Collins' game.
Yeah, that's one I'm not a big fan of. But, you know, he's their eighth man, seventh
man.
Yeah,
it's a value pickup. Don't hate it. But I don't know if he's going to really move the needle. But, yeah, as you mentioned, they got huge wins, Denver, L.A.'s. And they started this season with five games and eight nights, and they're 4-1. And
yeah, I heard the coach mention that a few times.
The vibes are really high. They're about as high as, you know, they've been since I've been here in the past couple of years. And, you know, before last game, they're joking around in the locker room about Black Panther and Wakanda. And, you know, after last game's win, like, Draymond's doing his whole thing about his flagrant foul on Santi Aldama and animatedly explaining to us what that was all about. And Jimmy puts on one of the craziest shirts, definitely the craziest shirt I've ever seen in my life. And everybody's laughing. Everybody's having a good time. As much as wins against the Clippers, Lakers, and Denver matter, that matters too.
Yep. Absolutely. And just think about the last part I'll do on this. Just think about what we were talking about all summer. Man, could the Kuminga thing sour the locker room? I think most of us assumed it wouldn't. It's so strong. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler are not going to allow this, but you didn't know. Now, it could turn a different way if they start losing, if Kuminga's role is in question again, or something else happens. But we were talking about it. We're like, you got Steph Curry's final couple years here in his prime, maybe under contract at least. You got Butler, you got Draymond, you got Steve Kerr in his final contracted year. Could this mess things up? And it's gone the opposite. That seems, I'm going to have a ball flying at my head here pretty soon. That is notable. And I think they love that. And I think it's going to be hard for that to go away. When you play like this, when you play committed basketball, I would say. And the last thing I'll say is, like, the questions about Steve Kerr's future probably were if this had started poorly and or had gone poorly from here, and we'll see. I don't think there's a question much if it goes this well, because this is what Steve Kerr wants. He wants to coach a team like this. And is sharing a ball, has each other's backs, has leaders that in the locker room that he doesn't have to go in the locker room and say things. This is it. So I would have thought it was a highly, highly, highly unlikely for him not to be back with the team under almost every condition. Under these conditions, he's resigning. He's coming back. He's going to be around for another year at least, maybe more.
Yeah, Steve loves this shit.
He's a coach. That's Steph Curry. I mean, freaking A. He's got Danny Emmerman. I mean, those two things combined are just enough. Maybe Emmerman first, Curry second. All right, this is Warriors Plus Minus. We banged out a post-game one. Marcus Thompson's not even here. He's in New York somewhere. I don't even know, some meetings. But we got this one through. Danny Emmerman, nice job.
Thanks, Tim. I'm not Marcus, Nick, or Slater.
He's not. All right. I am not either, any of those either. But this is Warriors Plus Minus. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck.
I know. But thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.